Sorry, sir. That marketing meeting ran a little long, and did you still need me? I know, sir. I'm terribly sorry, but the marketing director had some very specific questions, and since you weren't in, there I was having to dodge them and distract him into forgetting them until I could get with you about it, so... Oh, they were just about spend for the upcoming month and some numbers from last month. Yeah, for the first time this quarter, we actually saw some good improvement on CTR and big drop in CPC and... No, that's good. Low CPC is good. Anyway, we'll go over all that later. And what did you need me for? The sale on sale we're running online today. Yep. You're worried about margins? Well, sir, we went over this in the meeting on Monday when I brought up the idea. I assured you that even with running that additional discount on sale items, our margins would still be positive, albeit a little low. I understand, sir. But we went over these SMI items and agreed that taking that small hit would be worth it to get them moving. You want to go over the margins again? Yeah. Yes, of course we can. Do you have them ready to look at? What's this? Printouts of... I'm sorry. Are these printouts of screenshots of the website? Why? And how are you going to calculate? Ah, of course. Pen and calculator. Sir, I can show you a better way to get this done. Right. May I use your computer? No, you stay in your chair. Just scoot over some and I'll just lean over you if that's okay. All right, now, look. We'll just grab this list and export it. Well, it's a list of the sale items. I just filtered the catalog using this tag and then exported that filtered list. Export this button right up here. And then open it in Excel. And you've never seen this before? It's just a product list CSV. You've never looked at the catalog like this? All right, well, from here, we can hide some of these columns that we don't need to see, right? So that we're only looking at, let's do title, cost, and retail. There. So this is a better way to look at things instead of a printout of a screenshot, don't you agree? Right. So there. Now you can calculate margins more easily. What? No, give me the calculator. You use Excel to do all the math, sir. Like this. We're going to add a column here to calculate what the additional discount from the sale would be. So 20% off the current retail price. Then we'll add another column here to get our margin based off of that lower price. So cost and this and there. That column now shows you what our margins would be on these items during the sale today. Right. They're all positive. A few are, well, a little smaller than what we'd like, but when we spoke Monday, we agreed that we'd get them moving, and that was the main priority. So, small margin to shrink the stock and get these bad buys out of our inventory so we can move into better things, right? Right. Good boy. Now, is there anything else that... Good boy. Did I say that? Oh, that's embarrassing. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean anything. Well, it's just, I mean, well, let's be honest. I shouldn't have to I shouldn't have had to show you all of that. Oh, come on, sir. You have this big fancy office and you make what? Probably 3 times as much as me per paycheck. And yet I, your new assistant, who, as you put it, has a lot to learn, just had to come in here and show you how to utilize one of the simplest tools at your disposal. All because, what? Is that how you see me? A tool at your disposal, hmm? What, you're too busy to learn for yourself? Is my time less valuable than yours? You think I should spend it teaching you new tricks? Or is this some kind of Nepo weaponized incompetence? Acting like you're too important to know that using printed out screenshots and calculators isn't the most efficient way to run a company. I know that my position is below yours, sir, but I refuse to work for someone who doesn't recognize and admit when they can learn from others. So tell me, do you think you can learn from me? We just had a tiny little lesson in simple Excel functions and retail math calculations, did we not? So I'm going to lean back against your desk here while you stay in your seat and look up at me and give me the correct answer. Do you think you can learn anything from me? Look at me. The answer I'm looking for is yes, ma'am. Say it. Good boy. You know, I knew it would come to this eventually. I just got that vibe. You have this cocky and pretentious air about you. Like you deserve to be everywhere you are simply because you desire to be there. And like lowly peons like myself who are grateful to be in the places we've worked so hard to be in. Like here. I like it here, sir. I like this company. I like the brand. I like the mission. I feel good about spending my time and energy working to positively impact and grow the efforts taking place here. I, however, do not like you. I don't enjoy the idea of being made to lower myself and my standards so that you can feel better about being handed a position at Daddy's company. Yes, I know all about that. I'm new, sure, but gossip doesn't care. Your employees do not think highly of you. Your customers see it, your investors see it, and the board sees it. I saw it the moment I stepped foot in here, so please do not assume that just because you've hired me into a position under you that I'm going to stay there. Oh, God, no. I don't want your job. What I mean is, you'll be the one under me. Do you understand? Well, then say yes, ma'am. Good boy. I see your eyes wandering. What's the problem? Can't you look me in the face anymore? Embarrassed? What for? Because I put you in your place? Or because I gave you a hard-on while doing so? Oh, of course I noticed. I make myself indispensable in many ways, and one of them is by being observant. I took note that you purposely avoided the meeting today, placing me front and center to answer questions that you didn't want to deal with because you're busy? What? Refilling the ink in the printer for all your hard work? No, you didn't have the answers the marketing team needed, so Daddy covered for you, and you put me in the hot seat. That's all right, though. You'll make up for that soon. I also noticed that the team seemed impressed by me. You're welcome. Another thing I noticed. Jane down the hall, she's been here for decades. She knows more about this company than you ever will. Yet with your little problem today, you didn't call her in here to help. You called me. Why is that, I wonder? You should have known better than to think I wouldn't come in here and teach you a lesson. I think you wanted it. I think you wanted that little bit of humiliation, and it turns you on, doesn't it? Seeing me bent over your desk, clicking my way through those reports, showing you things you should already know and speaking to you so condescendingly. You like it, don't you? Pathetic. Shut up. I didn't expect this to happen so fast here, but I'm not surprised. No. At my last job, both my former bosses fell into the same delusions that they could boss me around out in the open and then have me give them everything they wanted behind closed doors. Well, why do you think I left? Come on, give me an answer, lip dick. Maybe you'll prove to me that you're not an entire idiot. Well, you tried. No, I refused to be used, so I left that company to come here. And it's absolutely hysterical that it's happening again. Men. Pathetic. Anyway, you are slightly irresistible in some odd way. Maybe it's that I'm coming around to the idea of having a dumb piece of meat under my thumb. Maybe we should see. Here. I'm going to take a seat on your nice, fancy desk. You're going to stay sat in that big, fancy chair of yours. Now, come closer. Roll that chair right up to me. Now move your arms so I can rest my heels on your armrests. Now push my skirt up. It's time for you to make up for today. How? Well, you're gonna eat me out until I feel like you've earned my forgiveness for that marketing meeting fiasco and for wasting my time. Yes. Bury your face in my cunt while I sit on your desk until I tell you to stop. I locked the door. Don't worry. I'm not stupid like you. Now, eat. That's it. You're gonna say, "I'm sorry, ma'am. Please forgive me." Every 2 minutes until I feel like you've earned that forgiveness. Do you understand? And in between those breaks, when I let you breathe for a moment, you're gonna lick, suck, and finger my pussy until I'm satisfied. I'll set a timer for you, because I know you won't be able to keep track of the time while you're lost inside me. Now, 2 minutes until I need to hear anything from you. Go. Yes, just like that. You're doing so well. Lick. Suck. Fuck. Yes. Oh, that's good. You're not as terrible with your tongue as you are with running this business. Maybe you should look for work in a different field. Yes, that's it. Just like that. Yes, you know. You know, being a whore might suit you better. Honestly. You won't have to think about anything which would work in your favor, since you don't seem to be very good at that. Anyway. You could just use that tongue of yours for something better than asking for help. What should you ask for, that's right. But no, you're not forgiven yet. Keep going. Use your fingers. Jesus, you really have to be told everything, don't you? Yes. Finger fuck me while you suck my clit. Is it that hard for you to figure anything out on your own? Silly question. I know it is. You have to be told everything, don't you? You enjoy being bossed around. You like the idea of being a worthless, brainless, good-for-nothing piece of meat. Something to look at and use, but not good for much else. Isn't that right? Say, yes, ma'am. good boy. But no, you're not forgiven yet. More. Yes. I like hearing the slick sounds of your mouth against my pussy lips. I much prefer them to the sound of your voice. What if we made a rule where each day you weren't allowed to talk to me until you've made me come? We could set up a daily one-on-one between us. First thing in the morning, I come in, drop off your coffee. You just skip past appearances, of course. Lock your door behind me, then use you however I please. I wonder if your cock is as disappointing as you. Probably not, since I'd be able to ignore the rest of you while I'm using it. I could just put your suit jacket over your face while I ride you till I'm done. And then I'd not let you clean up or move until I've left. I doubt that I'd want to look at you after that. I just get what's mine. A toe-curling orgasm from an obedient, silent little toy. Then I'd go about my day, a little more tolerant of you than if you hadn't made me come at all. I quite like this idea. Say it. I'm close to forgiving you. Very close. Keep going. Yes. Oh, reach down and undo your pants. Don't stop with your mouth, you idiot. Keep eating me out while you get your cock out for me. I know at the very least you can manage those two things at once. Good. Rub your tip. Show me how wet you are. I want to see all the pre-cum leaking because of me. Oh, fuck. Look at you. What a little messy whore, aren't you? Now, get a nice big glob of it on your fingers and rub it on my clit. Fuck, yes. Just like that. More. Get more. Rub it on there. Fuck, that's it. Oh, now you're getting close. Stroke your cock while you suck all that pre-cum off my glit. Oh, babe. Oh, baby. And come with me. Yes. Come with me, you fucking idiot. You're worthless. Little toy, make me come. Stroke your little cock. Oh, yes. And say it. Say it. Say it so I can come. Fuck, you're pathetic. You know that? That's right. Fuck your fist for me. Pretend I give you the courtesy of touching your cock. You like that? Oh, did that just about do it for you? Big boy in your fancy office who needs my help with the simplest fucking things. You even need my help to come, don't you? fuck. I thought you were useless. But you might be good for me. One little thing you might be good for. That's it. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck yes. Oh, look at that. Oh, say it. Say it. Say it, and we'll see if you earned it. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not forgiven. Oh, you're not forgiven. But you made me come. You made me come. So I'll let it go for now. Oh. Look at the mess you made. Oh, you were itching to touch it, weren't you? Pathetic. You're welcome. That was good. Now, I'm going to take the rest of the day for myself. Got it? And we'll pick this back up. Same time tomorrow. Right. Good boy.